Jay Raven. Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Todd, stop the music. Stop the music. Today's a different day. We got something else to start with.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Uncle Kevin's dancing around the studio here. Well, this is catchy. Boy, that's good.
That
that's
got me going.
Yeah, that put a smile on my face.
It did.
We're gonna play that out of every break. We'll play a little piece of that.
Absolutely.
And the mayor gets involved.
We'll get
the whole thing. Big news, huge monumental news, and the dominoes that fall because of it they go on forever.
Yes.
I mean, they fill a whole gymnasium worth of dominoes here. This is huge. This is why Trump was elected.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, you can list four or five things. One of them that got the Christians behind Trump was the idea that Trump could fill the Supreme Court and possibly, fingers crossed, possibly could reverse Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
We are here.
We're right at the crossroads.
Over the weekend, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I call her a troll that lives under the bridge. You can say it's disrespectful. I don't care, and I'll explain why here in a minute.
And we've been calling her that for the last 20 years.
Well, a long time.
Yeah.
A decade.
Yeah, at least a decade, yeah.
From it, we'll get into all the ramifications and the different things. We'll get into, there's an article by Mike Adams. He's laid a timeline. We're going to go over that. But first, let's go over Ginsburg, her death. And I'm hearing people, even I got emails from, friends as to, she lived a stellar life or this and that. No.
No.
She deserves no respect.
Exactly.
In my opinion. She committed, for someone in her position.
She's an activist.
She committed the mortal sin, in my opinion. She is a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
She has been, her reign on the Supreme Court has been 27 years of treason.
I agree.
Story. This is from 2012. Just so people don't forget. Why both of us feel this way.
We couldn't stand her for a long time.
This is from the Daily Signal, but many people covered it in different opinions. This is from 2012. Justice Ginsburg, I would not look to the U.S. Constitution. Conservatives are often ridiculed for criticizing activist judges who fail to respect the Constitution. We are told that it is not conservative originalists, but rather enlightened liberal judges with their nuanced understanding of constitutional penumbras who truly respect the spirit of the Constitution. This is the article. I'm reading the articles. Conservatives, however, have good reason to be skeptical of the left's, quote, respect for the Constitution. Just last week, for example, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg told an Egyptian TV station that she would not recommend the U.S. Constitution as a model for Egypt's new government. The problem, you see, here's her quote, that the Constitution is a rather old constitution, quote, end quote. Ginsburg suggested that Egyptians should look instead to the Constitution of South Africa or perhaps the European Convention of Human Rights. All these are, quote, much more recent than the U.S. Constitution. End of story, period. This is a mortal sin. If you are Supreme Court Justice, if you are put in a position to defend the Constitution, this is treason.
Absolutely.
This is beyond treason. To have any other opinion that except our Constitution, one, is the supreme law. It should be, it's exemplary. Mm-hmm. It is a...
sacrosanct.
It is sacrosanct. If you have any position other than that, and now you want to tell other positions or other countries to... Let me tell you something about South Africa's constitution. Well, our constitution is about 4 pages long.
Right.
South Africa's constitution is about 100 pages long with details every little aspect of their life.
That's right.
The European Convention on Human Rights is directly from the UN Charter on Human Rights, directly.
Correctly.
What is the UN Charter on Human Rights? Section 29, or point 29, if you've read the UN Declaration, has, I think it's 30 points. Well, point 29, section B, subsection 3. Says, in no means can any of these rights be exercised contrary to the will and purposes of the United Nations.
Right. You got rights until they say different.
Right. The God of the United Nations, any government that recognizes this United Nations Charter, which both these constitutions she mentions do, both of them.
They do.
They, especially the European Declaration on Human Rights is straight from the UN Charter. I mean, straight. So what are they saying? Who is the God in those countries? The God of the UN Declaration of Charter on Human Rights is the United Nations. That whatever the UN says, according to their will and purposes, is supreme. This is 180 degrees. We've heard arguments. We've heard discussions. They can get all their liberal BS, all these schools, they can say whatever they want. This is the key point on this. In the Declaration of Independence, the charter of our nation, the charter of our constitution, who is the God of the United States? We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. This is night and day. This is 180 degrees difference. This is mutually exclusive. This is either or. This is not and. And any effort by someone so sworn to protect, to go so divergent to the basis of our country, to law, it's treason. It's disgusting. I am glad she's dead. I would go urinate on her grave. That's how strongly I feel about this. She has been part of an agenda to ruin our country and destroy our constitution and to rip us and separate us from our law and what the inheritance that our founding fathers gave to us under the divine providence of our God. Period.
Exclamation point.
No statues, no honor. There is no honor in her. No, none.
None, zero.
Not in that position. She may be a fine lady. She may be this. She may be that. She may be a great grandma. I have no idea. All those things are different. If you're talking about honoring her and putting her on a pedestal for her position in the Supreme Court, this is foolish. This is ridiculous. It is disgusting. Ding dong. The witch is dead. Thank God.
Yeah.
Should I thank God for people being dead? That's. I mean, I am. Thank God. And here we are.
Yeah, she felt that way. She should have resigned and gone over Europe.
Right, resign. If you feel that way, resign.
Resign. You can't work.
Yeah.
You gave us an oath. Just what we wanted before. For public officials. We give them limited delegate authority to work in the public. In exchange, they give us their oath. They stand up there and give us their oath. Oath was everything back in the day. You gave your oath. You didn't have to. They let people out of jail if they gave their oath and said, my wife died. I'm giving you my oath that I'll be back in 3 days. They let people out of jail if people gave their oath. That's how important it was. And if you can't keep your oath, you can't work in the public.
And there is no public honor for you.
No, zero.
And her whole career, there's the next article, 5 Ruth Bader Ginsburg Supreme Court rulings to remember. And I'm reading this, and like, so this is 27 years, this is what she's done?
Yes.
This is what she's done?
Abortion.
Abortion. Yeah. Let me finish reading this article from Daily Signal. Of course, the real reason progressives swoon over South Africa's constitution is that it goes far beyond merely establishing a framework for government and guarantees progressive policies. For example, by requiring legislation that prevents pollution and ecological degradation. In other words, the less real discontent with the U.S. constitution is that it does not require Americans to adopt a progressive government, an expansive welfare state that provides for every right, quote, social scientists can justify. How is South Africa doing right now?
I don't think so. Real good.
I mean, I think you make the same argument about America and some of these big cities. How's America doing right now? Well, we're not following the law.
No, we're not. Following the law, it'd be a utopia over here.
5 Ruth Bader Ginsburg Supreme Court rulings. Here's the 5. This is what she. This is her whole 27 years.
27 years.
This is the highlight. This is Fox's highlights of her. United States versus Virginia. Ginsburg wrote the majority opinion that ended single-sex admission at the Virginia Military Institute. Okay, so she allowed it. So basically, opened the door for women now can fight on the front line and be shot at by enemies
and be raped in the camps.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't think that goes on?
Yes, it does.
Of course it does.
And you want to be a champion of equal rights and you want to have Gloria Steinem as your poster child? Well, this probably isn't the show for you, ladies and gentlemen. She's connected with the CIA. It was a director job. Nelson Rockefeller, Aaron Russo's great documentary talked about all this. Mm-hmm. It's been documented.
How
certified.
She wanted to destroy the
this
country and women's lib. The family. She wanted to destroy the family.
She wanted, that was her goal.
Yeah. And women's lib was her method to do it.
That was her goal. That's not what I said. That's what she said.
That's right.
She was connected with the CIA and it was operation. So anyway, this is one of the things Ginsburg did that now Virginia Military Institute couldn't just enroll men. A military institute, military training to go into the army. The case that they argued cited, well, there's a lot of schools that only let women in.
That's right. Yeah,
there's a lot of schools that only let women in. This is not unusual.
Nope.
This is not unusual going back through history.
No, not at all.
Having men and women in separate colleges.
That's right.
This is not a big deal. Especially military training. Do you want your daughter on the front? Now, if they want to do it, or whatever, and you feel proud of them.
They should have a separate unit.
And you feel proud of them and whatever. Are we better as a country that we send our women to the front line to be shot at by our enemies? I don't think we are. Ruth Bader Ginsburg thinks different. Steinberg versus Carhart. Ginsburg cited Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey to argue that a Nebraska law banning partial birth abortion did not seek to protect the lives of women as it was written. Under the law, doctors could lose their medical license for performing the procedure if done so without regard to the health of the expecting mother. In 2000, the courts struck down the law after finding it violated due process. Quote, a state regulation that has the purpose or effect of placing a substantial obstacle in the path of a woman seeking an abortion of a non-viable fetus violates the Constitution. Really? That's what she wrote. This is the five highlights of her career.
Don't you think the baby has any rights there, Ruth?
Such an obstacle exists if the state stops a woman from choosing the procedure her doctor reason believes will best protect the woman in the exercise of her constitutional liberty. We do not have, ladies and gentlemen, I've said this 1,000 times, and now you see why this is so important. I hope you do in these arguments. We do not have constitutional liberty. The Constitution restrains, there's only one thing in the Constitution that the general people are required to do. Do you know what it is?
Hold them accountable.
No. In the Constitution itself, there's one thing that's required of the general IQ public.
Go.
Be armed. That's it.
That's right.
That's it. Be armed.
Yeah.
That's it. And where did they get that from?
The Constitution.
The Bible. They got it from the Bible. Everybody in Israel was to have a sword. Everybody.
That's right. And ready to fight.
That's right. Everybody, every man was supposed to have a sword. Every family was supposed to have a sword and ready to fight. Why is that in the Constitution? Because that's the way it was in the Bible. The same thing with voting. Why is it that only men voted? It's because they wanted families making decisions on this, and the man was the head of the household, so the man was going to vote to make the decision on what. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or different. That's the history of this. That's the way it was. I mean, we're in a different time. I'm not advocating women can't vote. I'm telling you where it came from, okay? Right.
Don't sign those letters.
Yeah. Bush versus Gore. The court decision to end a manual recount of ballots in Florida to decide the outcome, effectively handing the presidency to George Bush. She wrote, I dissent.
One of the most important.
This is the five things.
I
dissent. I
dissent. A monkey can go up there and do
I dissent.
Yeah. Check the box.
I dissent. We got these Chads. We got this. We got that. How are we supposed to? Why dissent?
Yeah.
Okay. This is her career. That we're honoring this woman, and
I wonder how much money she got to dissent.
Safford Unified School District versus Redding. The Supreme Court ruled that the Fourth Amendment rights of a 13-year-old girl were violated when Arizona school officials subjected her to a strip search. This is an amazing decision. Where is she on my thought? This is fantastic that she had this opinion. My immediate thought was, where were you when the NSA and the government is surveilling us on everything? Where were you on that, Ginsburg? Or is it only because the girl, so a woman was violated, a 13-year-old woman, her rights were violated, that you get upset? I mean, it's okay if all of America is abused and violated and our rights are violated and the Fourth Amendment is destroyed, right? Right, Ruth?
Yep, correct.
Right, Ruth? Mm-hmm. This is what you've done. You know, at least be consistent. You know, at least be, you know, you can have a measure of respect for somebody.
Who's consistent.
Who's consistent.
Yep.
Be consistent, Ruth.
She ain't.
Ledbetter versus Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. In 2007, the court ruled in favor of the tire giant after a female employee claimed she was paid less than her male counterparts. The decision came down to you have 18 months, I think. You have 180 days. You have a half a year to notify somebody about the pay discrepancy. Well, she waited 15 years. You know, whatever. And her point. And so her point was, well, when you start a job, you want to reasonably assume that your boss is going to pay you fairly. And you go along, and as time goes on, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then it comes to a head. Okay, that's reasonable, Ruth. Okay. Why don't you put some of that reasonability to other things?
I agree.
You know, to other things. Like abortion. You're known as the champion of abortion.
That's
exactly what you are.
Right. That's
exactly. You are the champion of abortion.
And if she stayed alive, she probably would have been the champion of pedophile. Did you know she was pushing the bill for that?
Okay. Yeah, now we're going to build statues to this woman.
Yeah.
She thinks the Constitution's old and outdated. Let's use the UN Declaration. And let's use foreign influence to make these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's forget my oath. My oath is because I think it's more important. I think this is better.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't held it to a standard. Thank God. Thank God above that this succubus is dead. Thank God she is dead. She is the queen of abortion in the history of this country in any kind of legal sense. She is the queen of abortion. In her, you know how when somebody is getting sworn or questioned about to be on the court,
yeah,
you know, and they'll you know if they're conservative, they'll bring, of course, some liberal will bring up about abortion.
Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, they'll bring up and they'll just, well, I don't want to comment on specific case, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll say it, right, because they don't want to get lambasted.
Yeah,
they asked her in her hearing. She came right. Of course. A woman can't be equal unless she has an abortion. She has the right to have abortion. A woman cannot be equal, have an equal opportunity, unless she can have an abortion. That was pretty much her direct quote. She had no problem. She went, I'm right in the middle. I don't care. Bill Clinton nominated me. I'm going to get I'm abortion all the way.
Yeah.
I'm 100% abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I am all about abortions. I am all about the sacrament of women being able
That's
to
right.
sacrifice their baby. Now, Biden wants to have late term. I'm sure she'd be fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
Washington is filled. We've had ex-Satanists on this show. Please never forget this. We have had ex-Satanists on this show who have said the foothold, the spiritual foothold and cursing, the major spiritual hook and curse on this country comes down to two things. Pedophilia and abortions.
That's correct.
And by God, by the mercy of grace of God, if we can throw one of them off.
Well, looks like we
did. God. Dear God. Thank God for this. I heard this news. I was in the car with my wife, and it came on the news. And I got so emotional. I almost started crying.
It was wonderful, yeah.
I'm not trying to gloat. People are like, well, he's awful mean for this woman to be. She is a treasonous witch.
Yeah, we.
She is a succubus trying to destroy you.
Yeah, we always, for the last, as long as we talked about her, we told her she lived under a bridge. That's how bad we thought it. I thought she was.
This is now, of course. Do you know when, you know, if you've had young children, ladies and gentlemen, if you can remember, or if your niece or whatever, somebody you're watching, and you see them running away from you, they get loose from you, they're running towards a street or some dangerous situation, they're too far for you to reach, they can run into the street before you can reach them. What do you do? What do you usually do in that situation?
Scream.
You scream at them.
Yeah.
Right? You yell at them. Don't you dare. You stay right. Don't you dare right there. You try, right? You yell at them. Mm-hmm. You try to scare them.
Yeah.
Because that you're so desperate, you try to scare them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Bingo.
What are the Democrats doing right now, now that she is... she has died. It's just like your child.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a perfect metaphor, but they're doing the same thing. They are powerless to stop this from going.
Mm-hmm.
They know this is the worst possible thing for them. They are serving their master.
That's right.
And they cannot let a conservative who will challenge Roe versus Wade. This is all. Look, you can throw everything out. Behind the scenes, all this push, everything, this is 1,000% about one issue, the woman slaughtering their unborn children,
mm-hmm.
and the free access, and you paying for it.
Yep.
This is what this all is about.
Yep.
And they are screaming and trying to do everything to get you scared. We cannot have fear.
Nope.
This is why Trump was elected.
Mm-hmm.
This is the mercy of our Creator, we have an opportunity.
We do have an opportunity, and that's the greatest thing.
This is a lot of prayers,
yes.
A lot of honoring of people,
yes.
Christians. Christians, non-Christians,
yep.
Decent people, pray like your mm-hmm. like these children's lives depend on it, because it does. Obviously, this is not a perfect path. Obviously, did you think it was going to be? It never was going to be. But the door is opened.
It is.
We got to run through it. We have to run through it right now and pray.
And don't be afraid of what they're going to do, because Katie barred the door. You think they want to burn up America? Watch out. They're gonna triple or quadruple their
effort
to burn down America over this.
Right. So in my initial thought when they threatened that, please go burn your towns out. Please. Because my neighbor, and other people I've talked to, They have went from being like passive.
Yeah, passive, yeah.
Being
yeah.
passive, and they're conservative, but they're passive.
Okay.
It's not a big, whatever.
It's not going to involve me,
They're not that way anymore.
No.
They're ready to fight.
Are ready to fight.
BLM comes through here, I'll shoot them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're ready. They come knocking on their door, they're ready to shoot them.
Yeah, they come with the Molotov cocktails, and that's the last one they'll hold.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More of the Power Hour. We're going to go over Mike Adams' exceptional article. And we got a great guest later on. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Power Hour.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
All right, we'll pause it there. We'll just continue this whole little section. I just love that when Munchkin Land, I love Wizard of Oz. I just love this song, period. The big news, obviously, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead. And you know why? We've ranted quite enough about this, about why, but this is important. She's committed treason. She's committed a mortal sin for somebody in her position. And the way she's addressed and her flippant attitude towards the Constitution, and she's an abortion activist. She is the queen of abortion in the legal sense in this country. She is the queen of abortion, and she is dead. And now it's opened up, and the chance that what we have been praying for, to end Roe versus Wade. Now what does that mean if we do end Roe versus Wade? What do you see coming up? And what
I see blessings coming to the United States.
What Roe versus Wade, getting rid of it means, it should have never been put in there in the first place. This is ridiculous. The federal government never should be in a position to tell the states what to do. That doesn't mean there won't be any abortions in America, at least not at first. What it will do is put it to the states.
Put it to the states, absolutely.
And so Alabama probably won't have an abortion.
No.
If you want an abortion, you can go to New York or California or wherever.
Whatever.
Or some other.
But it won't be on demand in every state.
And probably government won't pay for it.
Nope.
You know, there's a real good chance that government won't pay for abortion.
Why should they?
Right. I mean, if I make a choice.
Yeah, that was a choice to pull down her pants.
I mean, unless they're, we don't want to say that. He was involved. A man and a woman are involved.
Yeah.
But you don't want to, unless there was rape involved, I mean, then we can have a discussion. But.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody makes a conscious choice, and they're not happy about their choice.
And that's a conscious choice.
Right. And so then I'm supposed to pay for it? That's immoral. Thomas Jefferson said it's immoral to make somebody pay for something like that, something moral that they don't agree with.
Right.
And this would be, that would fit under this category.
We don't agree with it, and we don't want to pay for it.
I mean, can you imagine the founding fathers. I mean, any of them.
Oh, they would have shot him.
I'm not paying for your. Are you crazy?
They would have shot him.
Yeah, I mean, are you crazy? So this is a big deal. And where we stand, Trump, he fires back the Dems. You know, everything's got to be Republican, Democrat. It's got to be like a baseball team. I don't like that. But unfortunately, in this circumstances, that's really what it's become, though, abortion or anti-abortion. The Trump fires back after Dems indicate impeachment could be used to block the court nominee. He says, if they do that, we win. So Pelosi, among others, says we have everything in our quiver, all arrows in our quiver.
I heard that.
Including impeachment. We'll impeach him again.
That's right. They'll impeach him.
And so if he says, well, if you do that, then all of America is going to abandon you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like rioting. If they burn their cities, this is every city that burns. I mean, how many people turn disgust?
Nobody wants their city to burn. I don't care where it is.
There's a massive, use your imagination, there's a word, it rhymes with truck, and it starts with F, there's a word. There's a massive truck Cuomo and de Blasio put in the same block letters that Black Lives Matter uses, that yellow letters.
Oh, yeah, on the street.
Huge mural that was put up in Brooklyn. Huge.
Oh, good.
And it lasted for about 24 hours, and then somebody took it down. But it was huge. And this is New York. To have this, I mean, and for somebody to say that Biden is winning the polls when you have New York putting murals about Cuomo and de Blasio being so aggressive against him and so angry, and you're trying to tell me that Biden is 5 points ahead of Trump? This is, God.
You gotta be.
You gotta be kidding me.
You're from Jupiter.
Yeah. What's that book?
You know, my mother told me never to talk that ill about the dead. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead. Good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to talk ill about it. Good. Good. Yeah, and I feel bad doing this at some point, but at some point, when are we going to call these people what they are? When are we going to look at them with the derision that we should?
They hate us.
They
hate us.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you like your family,
they hate the family. She hated the family.
They hate you.
Yeah.
They want to destroy you. And then she's trying to use and manipulate the law to do it. And we're supposed to honor this woman?
Yeah.
That's why I'm playing the song. And the next break, I'm going to play it again.
Yeah.
We have a guest. I'm going to play it again.
Yeah.
I'm playing it.
And I'm going to
every break, I am playing it. Yeah. I might play it tomorrow.
And I'm dancing.
As some U.S. college students party, others blow the whistle. This is from Reuters. Some U.S. college students are doing the once improbable, blowing the whistle on classmates who break rules aimed at stemming the spread of coronavirus. So now University of Missouri is turned into Nazis.
Snitch.
The snitches.
Snitch.
Yeah.
We'll snitch on the bitch.
Snitch. Sorry, there's a lot of words and rhyming, and so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the world's biggest banks, including HSBC and Barclays, quote, let criminals and fraudsters move dirty money around the globe, in some cases even after being told. Who didn't know that? This reminds me of Catherine Austin Fitz.
Oh, yeah.
This is her story. She's in a room of, I don't know, a couple hundred people.
Mm-hmm.
She raised, how many people in this room are invested in, you know, traditional 401k, whatever. And it's, you know, most of the room,
yeah.
70% mm-hmm. of the room, whatever. Now, okay, keep your hands raised. How many people of you would like to, if you could press this button, you could stop all illegal drug trade and laundering of money in America? And they, you know, of course,
mm-hmm.
okay, all.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they say, okay, keep your hand up. Then she says, okay, now let me tell you,
The real story.
If you do that, then all your 401ks will collapse.
Yeah.
The whole stock market and all the economy will completely collapse, basically, virtually overnight.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would you still press that button?
Mm-mm.
There you go.
There you go. Tells you a lot.
Talk about conviction. Talk about will. Talk about what's important
mm-hmm.
in this country.
And your 401ks are very important to them.
Mm. Global debt is expanding at a shocking rate. This is a very important article from Zero Hedge. And after the election and all this chaos, one of the things that comes to mind is how are they going to unwind this and how are they going to, you know, make excuses for it? I believe, this is my opinion, this article by Mike Adams, hopefully we're going to get to here, is also alluding to it. This is going to be a cover for the economic, you can call it reset, you can call it whatever, you can talk about unwinding of the derivatives, mm-hmm. the unwinding of the derivatives in these banks and the debt. They are just pounding the debt. They are pounding the debt. They have already told you they're not going back. They are riding this horse till it collapses in the desert.
Absolutely.
Till the engine seizes up. They're not putting any more oil in it. They're not putting any gas. They're running it till, or they're actually putting a lot of gas in
right.
it. They're not changing the oil.
Right.
They're going to go and go and go till the engine seizes up.
Exactly.
As much gas as they can put in it, they're pouring it in it, and they are going to go till mm-hmm. it stops.
Mm-hmm. When that is, who knows?
And this article, Zero Hedge, really goes over global debt GDP surged to an all-time high in quarter one this year, with overall debt for the non-financial sector now worth 252% of global GDP. I mean, that's a big number, ladies and gentlemen. That's
getting up there.
that's no joke. And it's this is up from 241% at the end. In one quarter, it went up, 5%? That's huge.
Sure.
This is huge. And when you have this kind of debt and it's compounding like this, this is massive.
Mm-hmm.
This is massive. U.S. believes Iran likely to have enough fissile material for a nuclear bomb by year's end.
We hear
this story.
They've already got them.
Right. So we have vaccines on the horizon. Mm-hmm. We have the Supreme Court nomination. We have the election. We have Iran. We have the push for vaccinations. The coronavirus. The lockdowns. The not lockdowns. All these things. Every one of them would be a major issue and a major talking point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're all happening simultaneously.
Everything is converging. So,
UK unveils harsh $13,000 fine for breaking quarantine among COVID's second wave. 2020 has been a nightmare year for America, and the economic fallout is just getting started. Dangerous forever chemicals found in at least 500 drinking water wells across California.
It's everywhere.
What does the EPA do? What does the FDA do? They harass us about colloidal silver.
Yeah, nothing. They do nothing.
They'll do nothing for these wells. I mean, you think of all the things they could do. They could keep the wells in California to be clean.
Yeah, throw a filter on them.
And something, yeah, anything.
Do something. I mean, they're easy to take out.
That's why people are using these. That's why this Duraflow water filter, I'm so over the moon about
yes.
it. WHO thanks Russia for developing a safe and effective Sputnik V vaccine, regional head says. I've heard rumors that they gave some watered-down version just to appease the globalists.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And that's what Trump wants to give to America. And he's not going to make it mandatory. It's just going to make the people feel good, the people who want it. So.
Julian Assange's removal from embassy was coordinated on direct orders from the U.S. president, the court is told. We're also told that Assange was offered, you tell us where you got the DNC leak from, and we'll stop all this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know quite how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about that. They should just let him out. He's a hero.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Carla Dean Graves will be here. She's going to discuss vaccine. Speaking of rushing the vaccine through, she's going to discuss that and personal healthcarenetwork.us is her website. She's going to talk about personal medical freedom. So we'll get into all that. I think it's going to be very important.
Good.
This article by Mike Adams, he comes up with some very provocative. Mike, you've done a real good job on this. Do I agree with everything? I don't know. Let's talk about some of these things. Certainly, I asked Daniel Estlund, I said, have you read this? Have you seen this? Is this possible? I said, well, a lot of it matches up with my timeline, what I've seen. He said, everything's on the table, but the September 17th supposed attack on the White House did not occur.
Nope, did not.
Did not. You know, so just because they say things or whatever doesn't mean. You know, it also means that Trump, he thinks highly, highly likely Trump is winning. He thinks very strongly Trump is winning. That doesn't mean they're going to try to do everything. And
I've heard in some cases they're already in the box and counted, you know.
Well, it may be a charade to just cause unrest and give an excuse to unwind all the financial aspects.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me go over this list. This is a list. The name of the article is Likely Timeline of Events to Take Place from September 20th to January 20th, covering vaccines, SCOTUS, Election Day, markets, terrorism, and insurrection. This is very interesting. Before we do, just quickly, Let's talk about, Trump says more likely he's going to nominate a woman to the Supreme Court. One of the reasons he's going to do it is because a woman won't get attacked like a man.
Oh, yeah.
In the hearings.
He has to.
Who are we looking at here for the possibility? Barrett's one of them. I know Barrett is one of them that they talked about last time.
Two conservative female judges are on the top of the president's list as possible nominees for the vacancy of the late Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. According to the reports, in private phone calls, Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Kentucky, Trump named Amy Coney Barrett of the United States Court of Appeals in the Seventh Circuit of Chicago, and Barbara Laguna, I guess that's how you say it.
Like Laguna Beach.
Yeah, the 11th Circuit of Atlanta. I don't know anything about Barbara Laguna, but I do think Barrett might be a good choice.
Why is that?
Because she's against abortion. I think she's against abortion because she's Catholic.
We shall see. It must be.
Has to be.
It has to be.
Has to be.
I don't know. Now, if publicly she's not saying anything behind the scenes, Trump needs to go to whoever. This is why he was elected.
Yes.
Trump needs to go to whoever he's in. Look. Are you going to reverse Roe versus Wade or not?
Right.
Well, I don't want to talk. Well, no. Then I'll get somebody else. Next. Are you going to do it or not?
Yeah.
This is just me and you talking. I'm not going to say, going to get rid of Roe versus Wade or not?
And if you don't, there's going to be some retribution to you.
What retribution is
that?
I
don't know. I would throw that in.
What retribution? She's in there for life. I would do this. So these are two candidates. One's a Catholic.
I would make it clear.
Oh, I would make it very clear.
Very clear.
Are you going to reverse Roe versus Wade? Are you going to push this all back to the states, and you're going to get rid of the mandates where people are paying for abortion? That's what I want to know.
That's right. And there's any hesitation.
Next.
Get out of here. Get out of town.
Next. That's
you're done. You're done.
Next. This is why.
This is so important.
This is why he was elected.
This is so important.
Massive.
Yep.
And we have a chance here, ladies and gentlemen.
We do have
let's
a chance.
Let's pray for it, and let's pray for the situation it can happen.
Yep.
We've had former Satanists. They tell you.
They have told us.
The spiritual curse on this country, the two main prongs of this in this country are abortion and pedophilia.
Yeah.
They've told us.
Straight to our face.
This is it. This is the two number one things on their agenda. Okay, let's get to this Mike Adams story. The timeline, although subject to change, is our current best guess. Okay, pre-election chaos, September 20th through November 2nd. Today is the 21st, so this we're right in the middle of it. Left-wing insurrectionists will continue to ramp up the riots. This is backfiring on them.
No, totally.
I don't. This is not going well.
Barr's talking about the Insurrection Act. If they do that on some people and throw them into jail for 25 to a life, man, that's gonna turn around a lot of people and make them think about whether they're gonna riot or not.
I don't want cities to be burnt. I don't want people to be hurt. I don't want business to be hurt. But I almost rather them in these cities where they're hell-bent on doing it, I almost rather them let them. Because it's turning people so quickly.
Well,
it's making people so convicted and so angry about this whole movement.
That's Sun Tzu. Trump is a big Sun Tzu guy.
Right. The art of war.
The art of war.
These attacks will almost exclusively take place in blue cities. Of course,
They already have.
Who doesn't know that? I mean, notably, a new surge of riots and violence will now take place due to the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the infanticide advocate who is a hero of the bloodthirsty left. Bingo. Yeah, Mike.
That was very good description.
Yeah, Mike thinks exactly like I do.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
We anticipate pro-abortion rioters and left-wing anarchists will specifically target the homes of GOP senators. If I'm a senator, if I'm a politician anywhere in this position, I've even ratcheted up security here. I mean, we've even talked about this.
Oh, yes.
Believe me, I'm no delusion that we're a main target, but I mean, we've talked about some contingencies and
let's
do things a little different.
We sure have.
I'm not going to say. All right. I'm just
say it.
No, I know. If I was a senator, a GOP senator, my family is going on lockdown right now.
It'll have to be.
If we're about to, I mean, this is the stakes of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to get blackmailed. I don't want to be put in the corner. I don't want anything.
I don't want to mob up my house.
No, I'm going down lockdown and bring the family to the underground city below the Capitol building, below Washington, D.C.
Be safe.
And we're being safe. And then I'm going up and I am ramming through this nominee, whoever it is.
That's right. Have to be. They have to.
Importantly, President Trump will not take aggressive law enforcement action against terrorist uprising before the election. Rules of engagement with rioters will continue to be relatively passive. He's doing it for a couple of reasons, just as we said. Yep. One, the optics of the military coming in and stopping this is way worse than the blowback they're getting for the cities letting this happen.
Right.
That's much more important. At this point, I'm going to totally 1,000% agree. During this time, the U.S. Senate will likely hold hearings for a new SCOTUS, Supreme Court member, but will not hold the vote before the election. The reason for this comes down to vulnerable Senate seats. Okay. This is where I disagree. This is the issue.
It is.
This is the issue. It doesn't matter.
I'm with you.
If that's going to keep you from getting elected, you weren't going to get elected.
You're not going to get elected anyway. That's nonsense.
Right. Then you weren't going to get elected anyway.
Right.
I mean, maybe in one or two cases, it's not true, but I just don't. They're going for broke.
They are.
They're going to push. God forbid that the Democratic Party gets in power. They will. And again, me saying that, I'm not the Republican cheerleader. I hate the Republican Party. But at least they're trying to, I mean, it may be superficial, but we'll see. We have a real chance of overturning Roe versus Wade here, ladies and gentlemen. The stock market will continue to trend upward during this time due to relentless money printing by the Federal Reserve. Completely agree. They'll pull out all the stops, of course, before the election. You may even see the market. See, this is where I disagree with Meyer. They're going to make it go up. And I also can see where maybe somehow they crash it to make Trump look bad.
Yeah, they're going to crash.
But right now,
in my opinion, they're going to crash it to make him look bad.
But right now, the money printing is Trump controls the money printing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to print, and they're going to, through the back door, they're going to hold up the market.
Yes.
There is a strong possibility of a military conflict with China in the South China Sea near Taiwan before the election. I did not see this coming. I mean,
I thought about this, but
this is another thing that's on the horizon. Pentagon forces are itching for war. Yes, we know that. On Election Day, Big Tech, this is very important. On election, this is why I haven't been about our YouTube channel. We can't even hardly get traction.
Oh, I know.
On Election Day, Big Tech will activate widespread censorship of nearly all conservative channels. Now, maybe you don't like that I rant sometimes. I apologize. If I've offended you, I apologize. I'm not trying to offend you, but I am independent.
Yeah.
This show is independent.
The barbarians are at the door.
They're at the gate.
Gate.
The barbarians are at the gate.
Yeah, they are.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are at the gate.
Yeah. And they got it half kicked in.
The insurrectionist corporate media will gaslight the nation. There's a movie you get called Gaslight. They're going to keep telling you Biden's winning. That's why I talk about it all the time. Those polls are wrong. This is a lie. Biden is not winning. That's not even close. I mean, I've seen one Biden sign.
Okay, what were they starting a fire with it?
I've seen one. It's funny. I've seen one Biden sign. Yeah. One. By the end of the day, Trump will be winning electoral victory, but many swing states, such as Michigan and Pennsylvania, will deliberately delay the reporting of the results. You've already seen that in Pennsylvania. That court case is very important.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowing these mail-in ballots to go after the date that their election law. They're allowing them to overturn their own election law.
Yeah, can't do it.
And it could take weeks to count. This is absurd.
Absurd.
This is beyond absurd.
I think Trump's got it under control. He's just going to come out like we said.
Throughout the election day, the left-wing media will also robotically claim voter suppression. Yeah, voter suppression. God almighty. Voter suppression is when you have a tractor trailer full of filled-in ballots. Yeah. That is voter suppression.
Yeah.
Immediate post-election actions. Immediately after the election, Democrats will likely activate their full-blown chaos agenda to throw the country into mass chaos, especially as the votes are being counted. I can see that. I could totally see that.
Oh, yeah.
Making any accurate counting of remaining votes almost impossible. This will likely be called so-called Zero Day. These attacks will plunge many areas of America into extreme chaos and lead to exploding crisis scenarios, which will quickly escalate into panic among the population. Okay, with this, we're talking, he goes on, we're going to run out of time. Power outages, food shortages. Ladies and gentlemen.
All the above.
Ladies and gentlemen, get a month's worth of food in your house. Get it where you don't, if you had to stay in your house for a month, you could do it. Get a little rocket stove. You cook food, boil water, get you some water filters, or store some water. Mm-hmm. We got the Purify. Al is going to come on and talk about the Purify water. This is the first water that actually can store and last 25 plus years because it has zero bacteria, certified by lab results, zero bacteria. That's why you can't store water forever, because of bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Here is some water, zero bacteria, zero, and you can store it for 25 years. Do something. Have some beans, have some cans of soup.
Rice.
Have a month's worth of food in your home.
At least you do not
know what's about to happen. That's my advice to you.
Yeah, we don't know what's gonna happen.
You wanna go Namana's on sale at the Power Mall. That's where it's on sale, at the Power Mall, because of how I feel about you.
Yeah.
At the Power Mall. Immediate post election from here, the curfews will be enacted in many cities, and military personnel will quickly regain control of the streets. He seems pretty adamant that there's a very high likelihood of military action on the streets. Mm-hmm. I tend to agree with him.
I agree with him.
Post-election into January, we anticipate several Democratic-run states flat out refusing to certify results in favor of Trump. They're laying low right now. They've hinted, Pelosi's hinted, different things. When it all comes down, when the button is pushed, when it's time to institute their agenda here, I can see this.
Oh yeah,
these states, California, say, "Well, we're not gonna participate in this."
Yeah, we haven't counted votes.
Or Michigan, you know, that governor up in Michigan. Mm-hmm. You know, Michigan's an important swing state.
It sure is.
During this time, legal battles will be raging at the local levels. This is why he must put in the Supreme Court justice.
Yes, I agree.
Because ultimately, all these legal battles will go to the Supreme Court.
They will.
And he goes on and on. In the end, we currently give Trump a 70% chance.
Okay.
I think it's more than that.
I think it's more than that, too. But I don't know anybody voting for Biden.
But it ain't about that. It's about all this scenario in this war.
Yes,
Dr. Graves on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses.